One of the nation's few icebreakers will take a team of researchers this summer through the Bering Strait and to the North Pole as part of an international effort to study the chemistry of Arctic waters. The GeoTraces project has completed expeditions in seas and oceans across the globe, from the Atlantic to the Antarctic. In the summer, they'll be sending four separate voyages north to the Arctic.
Part of the plan is that we'll have a crossover station with the Europeans and we'll have a crossover station with the Canadians. And we will compare our measurements with their measurements to sort of quality control that our measurements are indeed what we think.
Anna Aguilar-Islas is an assistant professor of chemical oceanography at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She says those measurements include things like nutrient levels as well as toxins like mercury and lead. Some will be compared to past surveys, while others, she says, will be made for the first time.
For some of the elements that we will be analyzing, this will be the first time that they are ever measured in the Arctic, and so we will be setting a baseline with those.
The American GeoTraces project will cut a path through the Bering Sea after leaving Dutch Harbor in early August, traveling on the Coast Guard cutter Healy, part icebreaker and part ocean-going science lab. A team of more than 50 researchers will make their way through the Norton Sound and the Bering Strait, aiming to reach the pole by mid-September.
We are hoping it is possible. The Healy is able to break ice and thick ice, and so it will be slow progress, but indeed we are hoping that we have enough time to reach the North Pole.
Another reason for the trip is observing how waters from different parts of the planet mix in the Arctic. That includes warmer water passing through the Bering Strait from the Pacific, but also heavy water from the Atlantic. Aguilar-Islas says that heavier water is saltier and has cooled as it goes north and eventually moves to a deeper level in the water column underneath that Pacific water. The voyage itself and its 24 research projects are all funded through the National Science Foundation. The GeoTraces expedition is set to return to Dutch Harbor by October 12th.